Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, she could be the next Speaker of the Assembly. Marilyn Kirkpatrick will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Elisa Kaplan, and Leslie Pittman. And up next, all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Technology make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money, and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She is in Nevada Assembly District 1. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you an unusual question, I think, to start this off.
Okay.
What difference can a principal have in a student's life?
In any school
in
level?
School.
Oh, in high school, I can tell you that a principal can have a big difference.
In what way?
You know, any time that a principal can acknowledge the kids that walk through the school, a lot of times that's all that that child needs is for someone to know that they're recognized, that someone is watching over them. Principal, I worked very closely with the principal when my kids were in school, and, you know, it's amazing how when the kids can respect them, you can get those kids to do a little bit more than normally what you would get. The students are not a number. They're people, too. And I think, you know, they're a future. So a principal does set the standard. They lead by example to what the students want to be part of.
Do you want to share your personal example?
Well, for myself, I do. Dr. Cram was my principal when I went to Western High School.
Former superintendent?
Uh-huh. And so he was very instrumental in helping me stay in school, get on track. I just wanted to finish school, and him and his wife did everything they could to keep me in school. You know, they helped me prepare meals. They let me sleep in the mornings because I worked graveyard, and so he did make a very big difference in my life, and I'm thankful. And ironically, one of my daughters had Mrs. Cram for third grade, so kind of kept it in the family for a long time.
How does that affect your thinking when you're at the legislature?
You know, I try to be, I'm pretty much a very direct, let's ask the questions, let's get the answers, but It always makes me think of different sides of how we look at policy. I think that you have to be aggressive at times to get the real answers out there. But I think you have to be a little bit mindful of not everybody's in the same boat. So you have to, and I'm forever, you know, complaining about my constituents when it comes to certain issues because they need a voice. And I think that, you know, it makes a big difference.
In doing research for this interview, I talked to a lot of people and a lot of Republicans, people who work as lobbyists at the legislature. And to the man and woman, they all had nothing but great things to say about you. Does that surprise you?
That's very flattering. You know, at the end of the day, I'm in Nevada, and I think we all got to work together to get good policy, which can make big changes. And I do respect my colleagues on both sides of the aisle. We agree to disagree, but at the same time, let's work together so that we can make a real difference for our state.
What do you think the qualities are required in our next Speaker of the Assembly?
I think that our qualities are going to have to be really bringing folks together. I think that you're going to have to reach across the aisles and to work together. I think you're going to have to be a hard worker. I mean, we have a lot of new people within our legislature, and it's a very big learning curve. I think that you're going to have to be open-minded. I think everybody has an opinion for whatever their reason is, and I think that it should be taken into consideration.
Several people mentioned to me that you take a lot of time and trouble to help the freshman legislators. Why do you do that?
You could say because I'm a mother hen, but really the truth of it is I want them to have the same. I was very fortunate. Chris Chi was my mentor when I was in the legislature. And Senator Amede, I worked with him very well on some water issues. And they took the time to show me how to read through the bills to, you know, determine which part of the statute. And it made a big difference in how I view policy. So I think that the new legislators coming in need that same ability and the same chance to make that difference.
You're a Democrat and a businesswoman. How mm-hmm. does that affect your thinking?
You know, I'm mindful of, you know, employer health costs. I know that's very expensive. I'm mindful. I work in the food business, so I can tell you on the Strip, you know, how the hotels are doing. I mean, if we're purchasing a lot of food, if the conventions are here, that creates a lot of jobs. And I think that you have to be open to all of that. I mean, I think sometimes we spend a lot of time focusing on our party instead of focusing on making things work across the state. And we know in the southern part of the state that it is all about jobs. I mean, it's a big part of that, whether it be gaming jobs, whether it be education, different aspects of it. And we have to keep that because that's for the majority of the population. However, in the northern part, we have very unique things. We have mining, we have water issues that are important to them. So I think that gives me a perspective to look across the board to see how we can make things work.
All right, let's take a break. More with Marilyn Kirkpatrick when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marilyn Kirkpatrick. There are certainly those outside who are saying that you would make a great speaker, but I won't ask you about that directly. She represents Nevada Assembly District 1. So let's go back to what you were talking about earlier. The health of the Strip right now in terms of the economy. Is your company seeing improving signs within the economy?
We are. A good thing is people are holding flat, which is huge compared to where we were, companies were closing on a regular basis. I can tell you that the conventions are booked January through March, which is very good for us. You know, there was a period where we were concerned whether or not we were going to have any more conventions, but I can tell you that I'm working on stuff with chefs already in Valentine's Day. So that's good for us as well as the other companies. You know, we're a really small group of vendors across the Strip, so we try to look out for each other and protect the Nevada businesses, and we're all, we're keeping flat. You know, I can tell you this, margins are up, but not as much as the sales are up. So you're having to make up the difference. You know, you have
you
a lot
more
sales, but you your margin's not worse.
My understanding is that the convention business is looking pretty solid 2012, 2013 mm-hmm. even.
Yes.
All right. You were talking about, in the previous segment, mining and water as being two of the issues. Let's talk about mining. Obviously, conducting a huge marketing campaign across the state, unlike anything we've seen in many years. Your thoughts about this and potential initiative petitions?
You know, I'm always a little bit leery of initiative petitions because I think as legislators, we were elected to go there and do a job. There's a lot of unintended consequences when you have initiative petitions. You know, people are always asking, why don't private owners have to pay sales tax on cars when my used car lot does? And it's because it's a constitutional provision that was put in, and I think people don't always think that all the way through when they do that. I'd rather just go and take the stand and do the job. You know, mining brings a lot to the table. We have to be aware of the high-paying jobs that they do have. And, you know, in my committee on taxation, we had some very blunt and fair discussions. And I think you have to have the fair discussions to make the right changes.
Let's talk about water, another issue you raised statewide. Your thoughts on that?
As the chair of government affairs, water has been something that comes before government affairs quite often. We've made some significant changes in the law that haven't been done for many, many years. Now the process is very clear on how you move forward. And I think any time that you can lay out the rules so that people know what to expect, then whatever happens, it will all play out.
Could you be more specific on exactly what you mean by that? What particular issues connected to water?
So like last time, on the notification process, one of the things that was a very big problem across the state was people losing their water rights. And it's because the notification process wasn't very clear on when you got your receipts. Well, we changed those type of things. The public hearings, you know, the Supreme Court ruled on an issue that was before the legislature in special session and went back to the courts.
The Clean Water Coalition money?
Well, not the Clean Water Coalition as much as the study that was done on the allocation of water, how much acres of water would be allowed on a couple of different parcels that were across the state. And the legislative history was not clear at all. There was no recourse to go back and determine what the legislature intended for the law to be. So I am very good about making sure that we have legislative history. So we made those changes as well going forward. And now both sides of the aisle actually have their own protest period. They have the ability for us to make timely decisions based on facts.
Let's talk about economic diversification. And one of the issues that you were very much involved in the legislature was inland ports. Mm-hmm. Would you explain just simply what that actually means?
Uh-huh. That was Assemblyman Kelvin Atkinson's bill. He was the chair of that during the interim. And inland ports is really the ability to allow products to come to Nevada and be processed through the customs portion and be staged within our state in order to move farther out. So it's delivering goods in a very expeditious fashion to our state. So, for instance, now they go to Long Beach. Anytime you import a container, it's about 45 days on the water. So imagine if you have perishables, imagine if you have your containers overweight. When you get to Long Beach, you then have to go through a process. And one thing that the state is trying to do is to take that process and divert it to Nevada so that we could expeditiously get the goods out to the folks to make a difference in their business.
How much time could you save?
Honestly, you could save anywhere from 30 days to 60 days, but in the business world, time is money, and money is time. So, but it also brings transportation is a lot quicker because once you're docked in, whether it be San Francisco or Long Beach, you then have to find the ability to move your product to another state. But the important part is, we hear all the time that manufacturers can't come here because they can't export their stuff quickly. It's very expensive. This would give them another avenue to export their items as well, and that's a benefit to our state.
And that will be good for business.
Yes.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this. We hope
you'll
come back soon.
Appreciate
we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attain.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
I'd choose a CCNN graduate.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
The reason why I chose here is they're just so helpful. I mean, they called me back all the time to make sure, you know, I got all the information I needed. They made sure that before I walked out that I was comfortable about my choice, and they didn't force me to go here or anything. They're really interested about my future.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
If they weren't interested in my money, they're interested in, like, I was going to be somewhere down the road. I mean, I got everything out of this and more.
If you'd like to begin a new career in Allied Health or any of CCNN's programs, and if you're ready to be our next success story, call now.
Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Leslie Pittman with Sierra Strategies, and Elisa Cafferato with Planned Parenthood. Pleasure to have you all here.
Good morning.
from the folks at Personhood USA. They put out a piece that said, Nevada judge rules the Personhood Amendment meets single subject rule, rewrites description using detractors' claims. Explain where we are with this from your perspective.
We're the detractors, apparently. There are two initiative petitions in Nevada that would give civil rights to fertilized eggs from the moment of conception. And our contention has always been that the requirement for circulating an initiative petition is you have to tell voters what they're voting on. In this case, these two petitions would make not only abortion illegal, but also birth control, life-saving treatment for ectopic pregnancies, most forms of in vitro fertilization. And the Nevada voters have spoken 21 years ago. They're pro-choice. We believe women should make their own personal health decisions. So we don't think people will sign this when they know what it's really about.
Leslie, your thoughts?
My thoughts would be, I think, in terms of making sure that the voter knows exactly what they're voting on, I think it's a win. I guess my question would be, when will this question be resolved in Nevada once and for all? Are we going to be looking at this, Elisa, every 10 years? I mean, if voters already approved putting Roe v. Wade into law here, why are we going back at this again?
Right. And we wanted the judge to put that in the description of effect, too, but you only have 200 words. So we think voters should know that they're being asked to undo something that they did 21 years ago.
Mr. Gannick?
Well, this will be resolved about the same time the marijuana issue is resolved. They just keep coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back. And these folks won't listen because we've talked to them before. This is not a question for politics. This is a question for other areas, and they won't listen to that. They won't listen to anything. They're just going to continue to march until they think they're going to win this. And
when you say other areas, what do you mean?
This is a medical question.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's medical, moral, religious. There's several other areas that this issue needs to be resolved. It's not necessarily a political issue.
All right, we're all agreeing. Change the subject.
All right.
Yeah. It's a religious issue.
All right. Let's move on to politics then. New York Times reporting standoff over payroll tax cut leaves wake of uncertainty after defiantly rejecting a Senate compromise to extend the payroll tax break and jobless pay. Speaker Boehner stood before television cameras on Tuesday, enveloped by scores of House Republicans. Even as a group, they seemed very much alone. By turning down this bill that was overwhelmingly supported by both parties in the Senate, where do you think this is heading? Anybody going home for Christmas?
Well, here's my prediction, but I've never been good at this. But I think that at some point, Boehner's going to get the pressure from McConnell and other leaders in the Republican Senate to make a deal. The uncertainty is a killer on this, particularly when you think about Medicare reimbursements for physicians, the unemployment benefits, the payroll tax cut, those sorts of things. I can't see them being able to stand alone on this, and whether the Senate's going to go back and agree to participate in a conference committee at this juncture.
No reason to go back and agree. I mean, they passed the bill. The Senate, Republicans and Democrats said, yes, we shouldn't tax Americans for their jobs at this point. And so, I think they just are contributing to Americans thinking Congress can't get their work done. And that's not what they get sent back there to do. And if you watch Facebook and Twitter, everybody's disgusted with the amount of money they get paid, the pensions they get. And I think they got to show up and do their job.
As a proud Republican, Dick, what do you say on this one?
Just because I happen to believe in some of the basic tenets of Republicanism doesn't mean I agree with everything they're doing. I've got a basic question. It's good to see the Senate finally agreed on something for a change. That's kind of nice. Congress may even start working. But where's the money coming from? I keep asking that. We just passed, they're in the process of passing a bill that's over $1 trillion again. Where is all this money coming from? We're broke.
But a two-month bill to fix the payroll tax, I mean, how much money are you talking about? At this point, it's a pittance compared to the fiscal problems.
There's an old adage. Watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves. And we keep doing this. We keep dribbling out, and we're so far in a hole
now.
Well,
then why won't the Republicans
pass the tax on... The kids today are never going to get caught up.
But the Republicans should then say, okay, we'll come in and compromise. It should be both. There should be some cuts. There should be some taxes on billionaires.
What was that word you used?
Some taxes on billionaires.
No, the word, big word. Compromise?
Well, that's,
they don't know how to
Senate
do this
got
anymore.
There. The Senate got there. So if the United States Senate can get there and they're the most deliberative body in Congress, then the House of Representatives.
Nobody's a big fan of short-term solutions and the continued kicking the can down the road on this type of stuff. But I think politically, Boehner's in a really tough spot, obviously, in terms of going into an election year. And it's going to be incredibly divisive. And he's got to make a decision as to whether he's going to listen to the Tea Party folks who are pushing for no compromise whatsoever and the more moderate Republicans who are willing to cut a deal.
And as we head into this election year, where does that leave us?
I think it leaves the voters very unhappy with their choices. But so far, you know, there aren't really a whole lot of compelling reasons to change, direction. So.
Well, go ahead.
I'll throw an observation out here because you said something I zero in on just real fast. And that is we've seen a shift in this country in our elected representatives because now they're definitely solid politicians. They are more concerned about whether or not they're going to get the vote than they are about doing the right thing for this country and doing the right thing for their constituents. And it's really showing up bad anymore. The last few years, it's just really come out. And I've even had people who are elected to positions saying, well, that's going to cost me votes. Well, yeah, it may cost you some votes, but it's the right thing to do.
It's your job.
Gee, statesmanship is dead for now, unless we have to leave it. Thank
Agreed.
You all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Get ready for the holidays with one stop at Home Treasures Marketplace. The best for gifts, holiday and home decor, and consignment furnishings. Located in the Carson Mall.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now for a free consultation.
If you took antidepressants while pregnant and your child was born with spina bifida, PPHN, heart, cranial, or limb defects, or other serious birth defects, you and your child may qualify for financial compensation.
Call the Relion Group now to be connected with an experienced attorney for a free consultation and see if you may qualify for financial compensation. There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim. If you or a loved one has taken antidepressants while pregnant and has had a child born with a serious birth defect, the manufacturer may be liable for damages.
Call the Relion Group at 1-800-591-5589.
Are you ready for this?
It's really good.
There's a new network that's home to all your favorite movies and so much more.
That's just fine.
This TV.
You're in capable hands.
Prepare to laugh. Prepare for battle. Prepare to be entertained. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
Mondays this month, picture this.
Mr. Esmond and I are going to be married.
Heart-stopping movies, heartbreaking moments, all day and all night.
Here we go again.
From affairs of the heart to the heart of the matter.
Who's home for the holidays?
Wow, this is working.
Because every Monday, this is From the Heart.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll take a different look at the homeless, a positive view with Sandy Isha. We'll see you on the next broadcast.